Good morning. A week ahead of a crucial meeting of European heads of state and government, divisions over the Israel-Hamas conflict are once again coming to the fore. The polarization of views on events in the Middle East is becoming so big that leaders representing the bloc are having to think twice about their words. Earlier this week, members of an audience in front of the EU's foreign affairs chief, Josep Borrell, left the room during an NGO event after he said that Israel was creating carnage in the Gaza Strip. Conservative MEP from the EPP group, Antonio López Istúriz, said Borrell was biased and followed the political agenda of the socialist Spanish government. Tensions among EU leaders became visible earlier when Belgian and Spanish prime ministers visited the region and both criticised Israel for the suffering of the Palestinian people. The official EU position about the conflict is to stand in solidarity with Israel and support their right to self-defence, but in accordance with international humanitarian law. FIFA considered more severe sanctions than the three-year ban it imposed on former Spanish Football Federation president Luis Rubiales, so the world's governing body said yesterday when it published the written reasons for its decision. Rubiales was banned for 3 years from all football-related activities on October the 30th after kissing player Jenny Hermoso on the lips, allegedly without consent, following Spain's Women's World Cup final win over England in August. When FIFA announced the sentence back in October, Rubiales said he would appeal and accused FIFA of not giving him the chance to defend himself. The committee said that it could not ignore the impact of Rubiales' actions on Hermoso's mental health and her career. The committee emphasised that such a kiss from a president of an association towards a player of the opposite sex of one of the national teams under his leadership and responsibility was completely unacceptable. The summary said that on several occasions Rubiales violated the basic rules of decent conduct, used offensive gestures or behaved in a way that brought football into disrepute. Police have detained Ivo El Bulgaro, who is considered to be the leader of the Bulgarian mafia gang called the Bone Crushers, and one of the most dangerous criminals in the country. The Bulgarian citizen is accused of trying to extort €500,000 from one of the directors of the Sevilla football club. The police detained El Bulgaro in a house in one of the districts of Madrid. He demanded the sum from the club over a debt that Sevilla incurred after refusing to go on tour in Mexico. This alleged extortion took place in 2019, with El Bulgaro being the main suspect. Four more people, including a lawyer, were detained in connection with the case. A Malaga airport has entered the list of 200 best airports in the world, according to AirHelp. The ranking has been compiled since 2015 and evaluates the excellence of the services, punctuality, complaint processing, and the quality of catering and shopping areas at airports. Eight Spanish airports are present in AirHelp's world rankings, with Bilbao as the best positioned in 21st place. Malaga Costa del Sol Airport joins this year's list in 134th position. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.